Agenda item number four, which is a resolution approving an option and ground lease agreement with Diamond Towers for construction of a telecommunications tower at Palm Harbor Golf Club.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, City Council. We have staff Doug Akins here to present, and we have Dan Turnpaugh from Diamond Communications to walk you through this agenda item.
Good morning again. Going to this item, I wanted to give you a brief history of how we got to this point. Over the years, city staff has heard the concerns of citizens who want to increase the wireless coverage in the city. There's a lack of coverage and capacity of cellular communications in the city. And as a result of that, the city engaged a consultant, Diamond Towers, to help us come up with a plan of attack of how we're going to increase the cell coverage in the city of Palm Coast. To that extent, in January of 2018, the city adopted a citywide master plan in order to increase coverage and capacity of wireless facilities inside of the city. In that master plan, 10 areas of coverage were noted in order to target those areas to increase the coverage in those areas. And inside of those 10 coverage areas, 29 individual properties were then identified as properties to be developed on. The point of the wireless master plan was in a way to affect quickly getting cell towers up in these areas. Typically, to put a cell tower up, they would have to go through a special exception process. The city would have to then go before the planning board. Public hearings would have to happen. And in effect, with the wireless master plan, city council pre-approved these 29 areas for a cell tower to be put up. So what the developer needs to do now is to submit a permit application and, of course, get a ground lease for the property. And that is what is here before you today. So I just wanted to show you briefly. In the wireless master plan, these are the 10 areas of coverage that were identified. Over here in Area 7, there was a single property that was indicated, and that was the Palm Harbor Golf Club. And here you see the area they're looking at putting the tower is right here behind the maintenance buildings. So at this step in the process, there is a standardized ground lease that has been worked out between the City of Palm Coast and Diamond Towers. We've had, I believe, four of these ground leases brought before City Council before, or three rather. I think this is the fourth one. And each ground lease is the same. And that is the request that is before you today. And I believe we do have Dan Turnpaugh from Diamond Towers here if you have any additional questions.
Council, any questions or comments at this time?
I just have one question. I went by the site, and I just want to make sure that trucks, maintenance, and every other truck that goes in the back to unload, there are two trailers there yesterday. I just want to make sure that when this site is built, if it's built, that will be enough room for the trucks and other traffic to go by next to that tower and be able to go and help our maintenance thing. That's something that engineering would have had to look at and make sure that, you know, if this site gets built, to look upon, okay? Thank you.
I believe that would be handled through the permitting process, yes. But you're talking about the road right directly behind?
I went by because I want to see the height of the trees that were there and what if there was any problems, and that's my conclusions out. Looking at the site.
I do have one question. Concerning the height of the trees, will this tower be visible to the residents in that area?
I haven't seen the heights of the trees myself. It's a 150-foot tower, so I believe it will be.
Okay.
How close is the closest house to this?
I believe 300 feet.
Questions or comments at this time?
One other, I guess.
Okay.
I think we are all CC'd on an email from a Mr. Lou Vitale, who lives in the area and who owns a company. I just wanted to mention, I've known Lou for about a year and a half, just an acquaintance, but I've known him by reputation for many, many, many years. Lou Vitale was a senior engineer at the NBC television network, and that was the first network I worked at, and he had a stellar reputation as an engineer. And I see that he's offered to do a free, some sort of free, what did he call it? I'm not that technical, but it was some sort of free analysis of this plan for us. And I would kind of like counsel to consider Mr. Vitale's offer, since he does represent residents in that area through his Protect Palm Coast organization. And I would just like to toss that out there, that we might want to consider tabling this until January, when Mr. Vitale will be back in town. He's currently in Virginia, I understand, at his company.